Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Bad singing warning.
Yes.
We had a morning show dinner party at our house Saturday night, and boy, we had such a good time.
Yes.
So much fun.
We all did it again.
So much fun. All of us except for AJ.
How did you guys feel next morning?
Good. Great.
I felt great.
Really?
Round two.
You got to drink a lot of water.
Gotcha.
You
know?
I just see you drinking water. Yeah. All right. So where are we starting, Phil?
I mean, we can start wherever you like. I was going to start with...
would it matter?
Take on me.
Yeah.
Okay, get ready.
All right, hold your ears, folks.
Gotta put some Iron Maiden on for a minute.
Hold it, stop.
What the hell just happened? Someone get castrated? I thought I saw something rolling past me.
Right, for the first few seconds, you're like, okay, this isn't that... Right.
Take on me.
It was right on.
Like the little Dr. Pepper guy.
Hey, how you doing?
Right.
I'm Ashley.
If you watch that video, it's when the camera goes to Eric. And for the longest time, it took me a while to figure out, oh, that's not Eric saying, take on me.
Yeah, no.
Why would Eric sing in such a high...
No. A non-manly voice.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen to how proud we are.
That's because every glass broke.
Yeah.
I love how everybody's banging on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Every glass broke. Right. Your neighbors had to have heard us. That quiet street.
One of them I saw yesterday.
Yes.
They did not wave to me.
Oh, there you go. You drunken
hoot nanny. Right next door.
Right,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, it was a Saturday night.
It was a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Right.
You let things go a little later on a Saturday night.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Almost like a siren. Almost like a siren.
And there's a Jennifer part of this. Oh my God, hon, what are you doing?
What's going on here? What happened?
Some more bad singing from Saturday night coming up. Chaz and AJ in the morning. PLR.
Come together with your hands, save me.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We're unearthing these, they're like landmines.
Gems. Yes. They're gems.
No, landmines, right.
They're correct. Gems.
I just found another one on Jennifer's phone.
Oh, boy.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We had a great time over the house Saturday night. Jennifer and I had the morning show and family over.
Thank you very much.
Chef Jerry just rolled out this amazing dinner.
Yes.
And, it was just, the whole night was fun.
It was awesome. Yes.
Then at the end, after the dinner, we had a card reader come in, and she told us, she nailed everybody, by the
so
way.
So cool.
It was amazing. And then she left, and boy, things just got weird.
Yes, it did.
Weird and fun.
Yes, it did.
And there was lots of singing.
Lots of singing, like a musical.
Yeah, and so we're still on Take On Me here.
Right. Anybody else feel a seizure coming up during that one? My eye was fluttering. Like,
he's ready.
I got Forrest Whitaker.
Sounds
right
like
now.
A siren. Or
it is. It's like air raid siren.
Right.
Yeah, like incoming.
Right.
She nailed it.
Nailed what?
Yeah, between the eyes. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
And how are you feeling?
What the hell?
Better today. Thank you.
What the hell was that?
You know, at the time, I was thinking when the song was about to end, I was like, you know what? I'm like, I can hold this note longer than anybody at this table. I know I can do it. Like, in my head, I'm like, I felt so proud that I knew I had the air in my lungs.
That ran through your mind. That ran through your mind, huh?
Right.
And then I have to say, I did feel bad for AJ because think about it. Everybody there is drinking. And then as the night progresses, everybody's, you know,
drunking
fun, and for AJ's like not, and I just think he's, you know, we think we're so funny, and he's probably like, oh my god,
right? I was taking notes.
This part,
no, it was awesome. I had a great time. Thank you. And someone need
time.
To be there to tell the tale.
Yes,
fill in the blanks of any blackouts you may have had.
Nobody knows those few lyrics leading up to that note. Like, what are those few words?
What do you mean?
I'm sure we can look
take
it up.
Take on me.
Yeah. I'm sure we can look them up.
Like those couple of
in
words.
In a day or two.
In a day or two.
In a day or two.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone in a day or two.
Yeah, exactly.
Why? What were you singing?
I like how Ashley thinks nobody knows it.
Right.
You don't know it.
There's a thing called lyrics.
I didn't know it.
So what
Google,
were you?
You go to
what
Google
were you
and type
singing,
in.
Ashley?
I was just doing some doo 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 doos. Like
doo 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 doo.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called a doo doo. It's called a doo doo doo.
There are no lyrics there.
Oh my God! Really? Wow.
Oh, but there's more, and it gets worse.
You mean better?
Yes, better.
You know what I noticed? I noticed how it started with a really big bottle of Fireball and became half a bubble.
There was a leak in it.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
If you ever want to feel good about yourself at karaoke night, invite us.
Yes.
We are the worst singers in the world. I think we're going to call ourselves that. That'll be the name of our band.
We're the designated, awesome. We're the designated suck.
But this is the morning show, plus Eric, Amanda, and Jennifer at the house Saturday night. And this is late in the evening.
Dying, you are.
Ashley.
Were you sitting in the chair wrong? Someone told me to take my headphones off at that moment. I did.
And your camera work, by the way, is the worst. I just love
so
I love that you kept turning your phone on, because we wouldn't have any of this stuff.
Right.
But, it's dizzying to watch.
Right.
It is.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't care what it's pointed at.
It's like beer goggles.
I was trying to get everybody, but nobody was like sitting close enough to get two people
right,
at
so
once.
Keep
so I was just going around the table.
Plus that whole double vision thing.
And if she's going to start dancing and her phone's on, her hands are just going up and waving around.
Right. All of a sudden, you see the ceiling or the floor.
Yeah, she's shy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Deaf.
Ready?
Key change. Don't want to hear you say.
Oh, boy.
I love that Bill took that other. He's like, I'm going to carry this one because I know everyone's going to do the other
took the
one.
Background vocals.
I like how Phil goes. He hits the table and he goes, key change.
What key were we
in to begin with? I don't know.
Someone's got to lead this band of squirrels.
That was Phil?
Yeah.
Wow. It was a chick.
Yeah.
Wow.
He knew every word, by the way.
By the way, Chad.
Phil knows every word. I love that song. It's a guilty pleasure.
Right.
You don't want to, it's not something I want to admit.
You don't feel cool singing it or talking about it, but
when
everyone
knows
it. When
I'm with my deer hunting friends, I don't say, you know that Backstreet Boys song is pretty good.
By the way, this is why your neighbor didn't wave at you.
Yeah, it was probably this song that did it.
I would think, yes.
Right. Jennifer didn't like this song at first when we met. Like
really?
She's grown
I
to like
don't
it.
Like that song. I don't like it.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Pointy junk.
I like it. So you can
like
hear the pride in yourself in your voice.
Yeah.
That, like, I'm going to hit this.
Don't want to hear you.
Oh.
And right before that laugh, she could hear herself.
Right.
It's the moment she was like, oh.
One moment of realization.
What were you saying? Do you want to hear you sing?
Yeah. Ashley, we
don't want to hear you
sing.
Yeah, it's affirmative.
Ashley, were you hungover yesterday?
No, I was ready for round two.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was so excited.
I wasn't bad.
As I was walking out. It's walking out, my first person to leave, I just happened to glance over and saw that bottle of Fireball. And it's like there was like half of it left. Like, oh boy.
And I wasn't even drinking Fireball.
I don't know.
The only mixed drink I had.
Miss.
Yeah.
The only mixed drink I had was the drink that AJ made me when I first got there.
That was amazing because I made two very potent margaritas. I gave one each to Ashley and Eric. And I thought, okay,
Eric
we're good.
Loved it. Eric, by the way, Eric's the guy who, if it was the worst margarita he ever had, he'd be like, this is great.
Exactly. Yeah. Very
he
nice.
Is just a kind,
so I wasn't
kind
sure.
soul.
Yeah. You know, but then he wanted another one. And I'm like, really? He started drinking Ashley, so you really had like 2.5.
Right. Ashley didn't want any part of that. Did you see what she did?
She got mad.
Yeah. Like, mad. Like, what are you doing?
That's mine.
That's my margarita.
I stepped away from the table. I had to pee or something. And I came back. I was like, where's my drink? And he had it in front of him. What are you doing?
Well, he didn't want to ask AJ.
Right.
No, but it was only one
I'm
drink.
I'm like, ask me. Yeah.
All Fireball after that. All Fireball.
You it also got, fell oof. Under the table a few times.
You did. You did.
I did?
There was...
you did.
Like so, on Jennifer's lap.
In our dining room, most people have their table and then a buffet where they put the dishes. In our dining room, it's a table and right behind it is a bar.
Yeah.
Full of booze.
Right.
And Ashley's sitting right near the bar, but it became easier to put the Fireball in front of her than it was to have it 1 foot behind her.
Right.
That would have taken skill.
Right. It just takes too much time. Just put it here.
She's doing trunk twists.
The next thing I was going to do is put it... Like, I was going to ask Jennifer if she had, like, an IV. We could just hang the bottle upside down.
I was thinking the front lawn.
I was going to say, the biggest mistake is you gave her a little tiny shot glass, and just at the end of the night, that was impossible target.
Yeah,
yep,
that's right. I should just fill the big water glass. Here you go.
Just give her a straw.
There you go.
Ashley's very affectionate when she's drunk.
Yes,
she's very cuddly.
Very handsy.
Oh, everybody was. Well, all the girls were.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't want to hear you say.
How?
Is there any other part of that song we don't want to hear?
We heard that those are the words. So at one point towards the end, Ashley just like was like, I'm ready to end the song and go to the next one.
What'd you fall?
What the hell?
Someone got a water slide.
That sounds like someone like old time Hollywood dying.
Right. And so I flail.
Right.
The specter of death is upon me.
I gave up.
Or no, it sounds like when the witch gets the water dumped on her in Wizard of Oz.
Right.
I'm melting.
Or when Ralphie gets kicked down the slide in Christmas Story.
And what was... Oh, that was you, Jennifer.
What?
There's, in the background.
There's Ashley, and then there's
was
you.
That me?
Listen.
Did someone step on your foot?
It wasn't just me.
Oh, my
somebody
God.
Stepped on my toe.
Yeah, I probably stepped on your toe.
That was it, yep. With Ashley.
Boy,
probably me, yeah. Jennifer screaming for Don Henley again.
Where's Don Henley?
Where's Don Henley?
He left.
Yeah, Jennifer finally saw Don Henley
morning
there.
When I woke up, it hurt to blink yesterday morning.
Oh, no.
Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? It's really just, oh, my God.
You hear paint dry, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Like, I rolled over. I said, oh, that hurts. Like, when they said, nope, that hurts. I'm like, oh, God, it all hurts.
Well, you're on the floor.
I was cutting and carrying trees yesterday. I was fine.
That's wow.
You're great with drinking water. That's the key. Yep. I am very bad at water.
I did see you drinking some water in there.
It seems like I'm drinking off, but I don't. I probably had 3 or 4 beers and some shots. So
right.
I was just maintaining a good level.
Right.
I poured you some shots. Your table
right.
Got some
I would
of
have
that,
had
too.
Half of what I had, but Ashley.
Yeah,
the enabler.
Ashley happened.
The enabler.
Ashley happened.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are.
I just saw a bird fall out of the tree inside.
And then, you know, to me, the most fun was the Disney performances because Phil's Amanda is totally into Disney and Ashley is totally into Disney. And we did 2 Disney songs, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
From Frozen.
Yeah.
We definitely did that one.
The dude and the chick one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we had one song had a dress rehearsal, then a real performance.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
And at one point, Eric and I both looked at each other across the table, and we just were like, we knew this was going to happen.
Like a support group.
This is exactly what we
knew
was going to
happen. And not the first time you guys have seen this, I'm guessing, either. A celeb who says he has all his marbles proves he doesn't have all his marbles. That's coming up first. What's the deal with Shelton High?
What is the deal with Shelton High?
There's always something going on with Shelton High.
Oh, no. What?
On the phone right now is Matt McGee. He's a student and a high school senior organizing a petition to reject Beth Smith. Remember Beth Smith?
Oh, yeah.
She's had a number of different things. She's the headmaster at Shelton High.
Yes.
And she's had a number of things. What was it now? The prom?
It was the kid who put the letters on the
prom
on the side of the building. Yeah.
Right? There was
the
kid
with
who
the
died.
Accident. Yes. Right.
She didn't want his name mentioned.
Right. Right.
What else are we missing, Matt?
There's been a ton of incidents, both reported and I would say also unreported, that have made the community not very fond of Dr. Smith, to say the least. There was one thing that comes to mind. There was heavy censorship of the school newspaper a couple years back. They made state headlines.
What was she censoring?
Basically, it's just like, anything that kind of didn't talk well about the school, she would take out, or any like, not even swear words, but stuff like, things that kind of push the limit just a tad, like butt or something like that. Like, she would not allow any of that in the school newspaper. It was very, I wasn't a student at the time. This, I believe, was about 2014, 2015 was the height of it, right before me. But
so it was more about was language and not about the content in terms of, bad press on her.
Well, I wasn't a student at the time, but I would say it was both, because she would, from the articles I've read, she would go through the paper line by line, word by word. She'd read every single story before it came out.
It's really not a student paper then when you're doing that.
Yeah.
It feels like communist China.
Exactly.
When you're taking out any stories that
words
may
cut out.
Make your regime look unpopular or not fair.
You know, guys, the thing I'm trying to get across with this petition and this, we're organizing a protest Wednesday in front of the Board of Education.
Right. So wait. So This was when she was headmaster. Now, the Board of Ed has made her temporary...
Interim superintendent, yes.
Interim superintendent.
Wow. Big business
so
card,
she would oversee all the schools.
Oh, you don't want that.
Yeah, so what happened is there was a police investigation last year that she was involved in, and they were investigating her and her handling of a sexual assault complaint between two students. And she ended up getting reassigned from her job as headmaster for that. She went back to work at central office. And now, since the current superintendent, Chris Gouette, is resigning, they have tried the Board of Education, the five members who voted in favor of Superintendent Gouette, or Superintendent, or excuse me, the appointment of interim Superintendent Beth Smith, is that, oh, she was the only qualified candidate we had, and we were in a pinch. That's not true. An assistant superintendent, Ken Serenich. He is currently in training, so he does not have all the qualifications, but it is very commonplace to allow your superintendent in training to take the interim role. All you need is approval from the Commissioner of Education. It's very simple. It's very easy. It's been done before. They could have did that. They decided not to. They made a very quick decision to appoint Beth Smith, and this is just being rejected by the community. It's not just me. We have 1,800 petition signers currently, and we're looking to have a good turnout for the protest on Wednesday.
And Wednesday, where and when?
It will be at the Department of Education office. That's 382 Long Hill Ave in Shelton. And we're just going to protest for about 45 minutes before the Board of Education meeting at 7. And we will then make our way into the Board of Education meeting, and we will politely and respectfully ask that the Board of Education rescind their appointment of Doc Smith and to instead appoint Assistant Superintendent Ken Serenich as the interim superintendent.
What's the deal with her? What is their fascination with her?
Right.
Well, so what I like to say is this is much bigger than Doc Smith in the sense that this is about the political establishment in Shelton trying to consolidate power amongst themselves. What I mean by that is last year, three very bipartisan Board of Education members were kicked off the Board of Education, the Republican Town Committee and the mayor, who has a lot of sway in that, you know, the Republican Party in Shelton, did not like these three members. They were very bipartisan. They did not support his agenda, which is cut the education budget as much as you possibly can. Don't spend any more money. And they rejected this. And so do the superintendents, because, you know, on the Board of Education, you know, you're supposed to advocate for the education system first and foremost. And he did not like this. He was tired of going through the budget fights year after year after year. So he got his members of the Board of Education he got members of the Board of Education kicked off. He got his members on. Now, every decision since the 2019 elections, every big decision has been largely partisan. It's been 5-4 decisions, and they've been largely to increase the mayor's power over day-to-day operation and just decisions in the city.
I never got the feeling that Beth Smith was on the mayor's team. I always felt like the mayor felt
well,
opposite,
you know,
about her.
So last year when the police investigation was going down, it was reported, and it was very interesting, where the mayor basically defended Beth Smith. He was like, she hasn't been proven, you know, nothing wrong has been proven that she did. So basically he knocked the outgoing now superintendent Chris Gouette for reassigning her at the time when she was under police investigation. And now he last week in the press called Doc Smith a logical choice. And he also insulted me, who started the petition. So I think it's very clear.
Well, he must be doing something good if the mayor's insulting you.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He had noticed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, you sound like a really smart kid.
Yeah.
Very
I say kid.
Well-spoken.
I mean, you're a young adult.
Right. Very together.
But good for you.
Yeah.
We need more people like you.
Yeah,
whether people agree with you or not, we need more young people engaged in what's happening.
Exactly.
Paying attention. Mm-hmm. Right. So.
I agree 100%, and that's why what we're starting to do at Shelton High School, we're forming a student group, Students Fight for Change, and we're going to be we're going to have our presence known at this protest Wednesday, at this Board of Education meeting, and hopefully further down the line, we'll continue to be involved and advocate for our education interests.
Very good. All right, Matt, nice job, and thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Two drunks in the same fast food drive-through line. Two drunks.
Two drunks.
Michigan. Both fell asleep at the same time. Two cars, two drunks, one line.
Hey, boy.
It was a McDonald's drive-thru. Happened earlier this month. Employees called the cops, who came and arrested both of them.
Mm.
An employee who called 911 said three people were asleep in the drive-thru.
Oh.
Not one, not two, but three.
Three drunk people.
Right. The extra value drunks, yes.
Right. Yeah,
the three for one.
Dollar menu drunks.
Right.
They were all asleep in the drive-thru, but yep. Apparently he was wrong. The third person wasn't drunk, just sleeping.
Oh, there you go, see?
Wow.
Right.
Twofer. Really,
what does that say about how long this line was, how fast it was moving?
Right. Well, if they were drunk and falling asleep in the car, they weren't moving at all.
Right.
Right.
Like the line wasn't moving.
Right.
At all.
So they put it in park and fall asleep.
Right.
Yeah. To me, that says step it up. Like
exactly.
make these Egg McMuffins faster.
Right. Chop, chop.
Or whatever they were making at that time.
Hike burgers.
Police released audio of both drivers being arrested. All right, so what are we going to hear?
You're going to hear audio of the 911 call, then you're going to hear somebody getting arrested.
Okay.
911, what is the address of the emergency?
McDonald.
What's going on there?
We just got, like, three people sleeping in the drive-thru.
You have what? I'm sorry?
Three cars. They all sleep in the drive-thru.
All right, we'll have someone out there as soon as we can, okay?
All right, thank you.
Wake up! Wake up!
He's asleep, too.
Hey. You're double the legal limit, my man. Turn around, put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest for operating while intoxicated, okay?
Now, do you still get your order?
And if he only had that food and ate, by the time the cops got there, a test then would be less.
Exactly, right, right.
True.
My deterrent, damn it, if I didn't fall asleep.
Right.
My happy meal. Jail meal instead. Yep.
That would be brutal.
That's the worst.
If they just started doing like a DUI check right at the drive-thru.
Don't give them ideas,
Phil. You place
your
order, you go around the turn, it's like, right.
Hey,
why don't you step out of the car for a second?
Right, blow with this for a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, let's
Officer
not give him any ideas.
Officer Big Mac standing there.
Officer Big Mac. Right. And in the back of his car is the Hamburglar.
Yes.
When I said this food speaks to me.
Right.
I didn't mean him.
You see the Hamburglar doing the Karate Kid.
Robber, robber, robber.
Like, oh, that can't be good.
That's not good. Right.
Look who's here. A United States Senator, Richard Blumenthal.
Oh, my God.
Great to be with you.
See, you left
great
the front door unlocked again, didn't you?
We were just playing a clip of Dick Van Dyke, who's 94 years old, talking about Bernie Sanders, who's not quite there yet.
78.
Yes. Talking about the age and all that.
Right.
What do you think about that? Are you concerned with Bernie Sanders' age?
I'm not really concerned with his age because he is so vigorous.
Yeah.
And people really age at different ways.
Different.
So
I can buy him beers. We're trying to say that. I can actually buy him beer.
And I'm not doing an imitation.
Can you imagine if I'm hanging out with Senator Blumenthal, so I have the energy, and then Richard's talking slowly,
right,
and we'll talk over each other.
Exactly.
Right.
He'll fill in my spaces.
Right. Does your, like, after a long meeting with Bernie Sanders, are you like, oh, my God, would that guy stop yelling?
I talked his ear off, for Christ's sake.
Why does he have to talk like this all the time?
All the ear hair I have, my ear.
And he talks like that in private, too.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like he has that energy wherever he goes, right?
I gotta go to the toilet. Hang on a second. Don't right. tell anybody.
I'm sure when you're talking on the phone with him, you could just put the phone down on the counter and still hear him.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to put it up to your ear.
Hey, Dick, are you still on the phone? What happened?
How old are you?
I'm 74.
74. See, you're a young 74.
No
I just turned 74.
Right, exactly. That's what I think.
I would have never guessed that.
74 is the new 55.
55, exactly. I agree with that.
That means you're 45, you're still a sperm.
Oh my God,
here's
Bernie.
The deal. Like, he hasn't aged. We've been on the air 17 years,
right,
and
exactly.
he's been coming in all 17 years
right
as Attorney General
and
Senator. He hasn't aged one day.
No.
I think he might be
you
a vampire.
You guys are very nice. I can leave now.
Yeah. No, what is it?
Thank you.
It comes with a compliment.
All right, we're going to give you a little quiz here. This is a millennial quiz.
Uh-oh.
How old are you, Dance Monkey?
22.
Okay.
Our intern, Dance Monkey,
22 and
is a millennial, and he has some millennial words. Now, he's going to give you the word, and then you tell us what you think the word is. All right, go ahead.
The first one is tea or spilling the tea.
Tea or spilling the tea?
That was the Boston Tea Market. I remember the whole thing.
Hey, these are, you know, did we tell him, Phil, did we tell him not to do any sexual, like,
Yeah.
Okay, all right, very good.
Yeah, save
what I like to drink in the morning.
That to happen right now. Okay, all right. Tea or spilling the tea? What does that mean?
I have no idea.
It's a cup of tea, right?
Exactly.
Tea,
yeah,
something you drink.
An alternative to coffee.
Or you spill the tea.
Exactly.
Right? No?
It's a slang term. These are all, like, obviously slang terms. So it's gossiping. So spilling the tea just means, like, when...
letting out a secret.
Yeah, it's conversing.
Okay. So tea is secret. Right.
Like the dirt. Tea is...
Yeah, basically.
Like the new dirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You're spilling the dirt.
You know what's amazing? The Boston Tea Party. I was there for that.
Or the dirt on.
I threw the first pail, the whole glass went in the water. And look, and no tea was made.
All right, so that's one, and none of us got that one. All right, what's the next one?
Second one is slaps.
Slaps.
Slap. Other than physically slap someone, I have no idea what that would mean.
That means like, when I fall asleep in Congress, they slap me and say, hey, Bernie, wake up.
It means like it's really good. It's a term for really good. So it came from the San Francisco music scene. So like this song slaps is how it's usually used.
I've never heard that.
This song slaps.
It sounds painful.
It slaps
like
what?
When they slap you on before they give you an
inoculation. I would say that song slaps. Is that
And it's transferred more into like the new foodie scene. So like that burrito slapped is something I've heard at Chipotle.
This new bill that I'm introducing really
slaps. So stupid.
You know what?
You should try that sometime,
Senator. The next time you're with Bernie Sanders, you have to use these words and just see how.
Well,
Bernie,
my next
doesn't
speech
this song really slap?
Hey, you this, me. I heard him say that.
Colleagues. This bill slaps.
Right.
Yes.
There you go.
Do it.
Now you're down with the
That's
homies.
What we need to do. All right. So we need the next time.
I'm going to school here.
Yeah. The next time Senator Blumenthal is going to speak on the Senate floor, Dance Monkey needs to go through his speech and color it with millennial terms.
You see, I'm old school.
It'll go viral.
Yeah.
You'll be the hippest senator.
I'm old school.
This bill
with a one-room
slaps.
School with one teacher.
This bill slaps. Now, I'm not going to spill any Russian tea here.
Right.
Russian tea?
I've just come from a classified briefing on the Russian intelligence threat, but I'm not spilling the tea.
Nice.
Ah, there you go.
That's
awesome.
That's spot
on. Yeah, the kind with the boat for me.
All right, what's the next one?
Stan.
Like,
what is it?
Stan.
Stan.
Like the guy?
The name Stan?
Yeah. The kid down the street.
So a hint would be the Eminem song.
Stan Rabinowitz.
Stan. S-T-A-N.
Yep.
Stan. And it's not a guy's name.
So, I mean, it is, but like...
But it is, but it has some other meaning.
Yeah, and like the hint I will give you is the, like, if you're familiar with the Eminem song, Stan.
Okay. Nope. Do you have any Eminem in your iPhone, Senator?
I have no... Well, I have no songs in my iPhone because it is a government-issued phone
really?
To be used only for official purposes.
Oh,
and
okay.
Therefore,
so you can't. So there's a whole list of things you can and can't do with that phone.
Well,
and
nobody's ever
told
me don't put music on your.
But you thought,
phone,
oh no,
but
right,
not
right.
I had M&Ms in my hand one time; they melted.
They're supposed to only melt in your mouth.
I know, but you hold on for like a week and a half, and you have a heart problem.
All right, so Stan,
what
must be
Stan?
Some.
Yeah, so
my guess is that what's that?
He got it. He got
an
it.
An acronym.
Spot on. It's an obsession.
Your assistant.
Yeah, it's an obsession. So the song "Stan" by Eminem, it's basically a fan that writes to Eminem. He writes him letters. The first one's very nice.
I know
The second one, he's getting more aggressive. He's telling him about he has tattoos of Eminem like all over him. He's very obsessed.
Stalker.
Yeah, and the third, the last verse is him recording a message to Eminem saying, this is the last message. I have my pregnant girlfriend in the trunk. We're driving off a bridge. I'm drunk with a fifth of vodka. It's just like it gets worse and worse, progressively downhill. But basically, it's an obsessive fan that keeps writing to Eminem over and over again.
Can you
and
use it in a sentence?
So do you have any stalkers, Stan types?
I don't.
Senator?
Think so. No.
Boy,
so
real
so how would I use that in a sentence?
Then? Yeah, how would he use it in a sentence?
So
that song Stan really sucks. There's your sentence.
Using Stan in a sentence would just be like, so
the president says something that's, you know, you agree with wholeheartedly, and it's like, oh, I'm a Donald Trump stan. Like, you know, I'm going to stand by him no matter what kind of like what he says, no matter what.
No, I, use like, it I in stand. A sentence that Senator Blumenthal would use it in. You looked so confused when he said that. It's like, wait, what would I say? I still don't understand this word. When you were young, what did you want to be? You know, when we're all kids, want to be firefighters or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you like say, I want to be a senator when you're like 8 years old.
Can you picture him like 7 years old,
campaigning
in the blue shirt
campaign
with the red tie?
Exactly right.
I'm going to be a United States senator.
Right. Yeah, I can't picture that.
I right. can't.
Yeah. Well, there is an early picture of me in cowboy boots.
Uh-oh.
With a cowboy hat.
My oh boy.
Grandfather.
You want
raised,
me to sing a cowboy?
My grandfather had a farm in Nebraska where he raised corn and cattle, and I think I always
oh,
idolized
really?
Him, always wanted to
I
be
can
on
picture
a farm
that.
Out
be a farmer.
I can picture that, yeah.
How old are you in this cowboy hat and boots?
27.
Probably 9, 10, somewhere.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Nice. Yeah.
Is that on the internet anywhere?
Yeah, can we find that?
I hope
like
not.
A Throwback Thursday?
you're like a Mason Ramsey, like an original. Did you ever go
did
into
sing?
A Walmart and sing Hank Williams?
Right.
Is well, that, I'm still singing.
Are you really?
Is that picture available on the internet?
That'd be awesome.
Phil's looking up.
I have no idea.
Right.
I haven't oh, looked for it.
Oh, can you bring that the next time you're here?
If I still have it.
If I, yeah. Oh, look.
That's
it's
a, that's a
oh,
no.
Look, it's on the fireplace.
Cynthia, destroy it.
Yeah. That wife took care of it.
Cynthia,
yeah.
destroy it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, it got too close to the fireplace with it. Yeah, that was it.
The paper shredder at the Blumenthal house. 2 in the morning. Wow, they're going.
Right now, everything's being destroyed.
All right. So a farmer.
Exactly.
Like a cowboy rancher farmer.
Right. Imagine
guy.
Him in like overalls and stuff right now in a flannel shirt.
I could totally see that.
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about coronavirus and the submarine.
Yeah. We actually have asked for a report from the Department of Defense about what they are doing to safeguard our troops overseas.
That's smart.
And
you wouldn't have even thought of that.
We are actually going to be demanding that they take greater precautions because the spread of this virus obviously poses a national security concern.
It's interesting. The media is starting to like get away from it. You know, we have a attention span of 5 seconds.
What? Sorry.
But it's still going on. It's still a problem in China. China's not being honest.
And now there are cases in Afghanistan where we have troops. Cases in Europe, our major NATO base is in Europe. Italy is suffering an outbreak, and
I heard that,
South
yeah.
Korea, where we have troops. So I want to know exactly what the Department of Defense is doing, what the Pentagon is actively doing.
Have you been in one of those secret like CDC meetings where they're telling us, telling you guys and girls what the deal is and how bad it is?
We've received a number of briefings, not necessarily classified, where they have tried to be reassuring, but frankly, I'm very underwhelmed by the measures that the CDC and other agencies are taking. And, you know, now the Trump budget is cutting the CDC and the NIH. So I'm hoping that we'll restore some of that money in the budget to come and that maybe CDC will have some more money to do what it needs to do.
And then submarine.
Submarines, we're going to be visiting, as a matter of fact, in just an hour or so, with the chief of naval operations at Electric Boat. The this year's budget cuts one of the two submarines that we thought we were going to build at Electric Boat this year. I think that for the sake of our workforce there, but even equally important, our national security, we need to be building two submarines a year. Our adversaries are expanding, literally increasing their submarine fleets. China, Russia, both building more submarines. And the undersea warfare domain is where we have clear superiority right now. We cannot afford to
lose that. We have to keep that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we need more submarines.
Right.
Absolutely.
I'm going to order a sub right now.
And helicopters.
And we're talking also about jobs. Thousands of jobs are at stake. We will be adding more jobs. We need to provide the skill training for workers to fill those jobs. So it's a kind of ripple effect that Electric Boat has, and the supply and components manufacturers.
Oh, all those parts.
Chain of suppliers.
Yep.
Throughout the state, and I've visited many of them. You know, they have maybe
50. Have you ever
50.
Been inside a submarine?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You hit your head on it. I know that. I was in that.
Yeah, you seem
like,
tall for a submarine.
Oh, my God. I walked out. I had like 15 posts in my head.
Yeah.
But, you know, they are a lot bigger. I don't know whether you've ever been inside the Nautilus.
No, I've not been in.
But I used
that
to work
is
out in Nautilus.
Tiny compared to the submarines that we have now. I mean, yeah. They're mammoth compared to the Nautilus, and they're getting bigger. The Columbia class is going to be even bigger than the Virginia class. Columbia
wow.
class is the one that's going to be the nuclear deterrent.
Submarine. Oh, wow.
So it's the, you know, Virginia class submarines, as they say, I could go on for hours, but they are so versatile. They are undetectable. They're stealthy. They are capable of launching special operators on the ground. They can put them in places we want them to go. They do surveillance. They launch missiles. They are the most versatile component of our military, and we produce them right here in Connecticut.
So we'll see. Watch the time, AJ,
right.
Or Bernie, or whoever you are.
Hello.
All right. So, Senator, we'll see you later on TV. Thank you for what you do for
Thanks,
Connecticut.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Why are you at court today?
Why are you at
why
court?
Why are you at court today?
Why?
All right. Ian Cunningham goes out and asks that question, and then we play it back here on the show.
We're good that way.
Who are we hearing from first?
Biting Bonnie.
Yeah, which Bonnie. Court was this?
She a wrestler?
It's a New Haven courthouse.
New Haven
Biting
court.
Biting Bonnie.
Biting Bonnie.
Pro wrestler name.
All right, what are you doing at court today?
Because baby daddy number two is a loser.
Come over here.
Suspense.
All right, the daddy's baby daddy's a loser, but why are you at court?
Oh, because Bonnie, he violated.
Mm. Baby daddy.
Baby daddy biting Bonnie.
That's a great like tag team duo. Baby daddy number two.
It's a really.
Right. That's true.
That's the sequel.
It's number two.
There's baby daddy one. Baby daddy, this time, baby daddy's better.
Right. Or the battle of the baby daddies.
Right, a lot of
That'd be
here.
An interesting wrestling match. We got to put together some kind of wrestling
We definitely do.
Federation.
Yep, yep. Biting Bonnie, baby daddy.
Yeah,
baby daddy dose.
Baby daddy two.
Yeah,
right. Baby daddy one, baby two.
All right.
Oh, because he violated the protection order a lot of times, and so he's been in jail since October, and we've been waiting for a bed to be assigned for his ongoing drug problem.
Mm. Oh, okay. So you're not actually in trouble.
No, you should have caught me, like, I don't know, 5 years ago, Meriden. I was popping at Meriden.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Bonnie.
She's popping. Like Mary?
Oh, so she's basically saying I've slowed
things.
Down.
Right, right.
You know, you should have caught me in my prime.
Yeah.
Prime of my career.
That wasn't a spoonful of sugar.
Well, she didn't spill no tea.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly right.
My name's Bonnie.
What was going on in Meriden?
Just a lot of stuff. Just, I'm not a big cop fan. I don't like when people run their mouths.
You know, when they say that whole thing like, you're under arrest, it annoys me.
Exactly. Is she James Hetfield's sister? Mouths.
I don't like when people run their mouths.
Mouths.
I could explain that. Why she said that. Like, mouths. There was a crowd of people that were smoking cigarettes, and she lectured them. She said, you can't smoke cigarettes in front of the door. That's rude.
Right,
they started
I'm
yelling
surprised
at her.
Phil took all that off. There was this whole, like, we walked into this fight with people.
So when she said
the recorder comes on, and she's in the middle of yelling at people.
Really?
Yeah.
Lecturing.
It was like, this fight now in progress outside the court.
She did commentary also? Nice.
Yeah.
It was popping.
I can get it up during the break.
Like, like her eyes were like popping.
I don't like when people run their mouths. And, you know, one time I got into a scrap with the cops.
Scrap?
What'd you do that led the cops to come at you?
Oh, well, people were coming at me. They were coming at me because I was in an altercation with the people downstairs.
What were they doing, making noise?
Who are the people downstairs?
Krebs.
Like her apartment? Or is there downstairs in the court? Like who? What,
or imaginary people?
Right.
There's a lot of rabbit holes with Bonnie.
I understood it as where she lives, like the tenants downstairs.
Oh, okay.
No, we're going to go with that one.
I'm making that up.
The boring one. Okay.
Yeah. That was the inference. She never really fully explained that answer. So I took that all out. But that was sort of how it was explained is, people living below her, she was living above them.
They're smoking cigarettes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Above me and below me, yes.
Just being dicks. Well, no, I just was causing a disturbance later on, and the cops came, and I wasn't having it, so we wrestled. And
you wrestled the cop.
And I bit one,
You bit a cop.
I did.
All right, so you are now the second interview I've had where there's been a cop bite.
I mean, I held my own with two cops, two guys. It was good.
Yeah, well, give me a breakdown. What, he comes at you, tasers, anything?
Well, no, he was giving
Look, I like biting Bonnie. I appreciate
I'm
you
afraid
coming
not out. To, yeah.
But we can we just point out that in this fight where she held her own, there's two people, the police officers, who are playing by rules.
Exactly right.
Right.
Okay? She has no rules. She can do whatever, right?
She'll
so it's one of those
dirty.
Fights
She'll
where...
fight dirty.
Right. The cops can't just whip out a gun and let's just finish this off.
Well, you could, but there's a whole inquiry afterwards.
Right. There's lots of paperwork.
That whole court thing, yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Tasers? Anything?
Well, no. He was telling me to calm down, and I want to give him my name, and my boyfriend gave them my name, which I thought he threw me under the bus, so I ended up punching the baby daddy, and then the cops were like, now you're going to jail, and it's either fight or flight. So in order to flight, you got to fight. So I bit
Wait,
to get away.
If it's fight or flight,
fight or flight,
you run
flight,
or
fight.
Fight.
Right.
That's why she bit.
You don't bite.
Don't bite. If you
Which
fight.
Is fight.
If you
fight,
you fight. Fight. If you fight, you bite. You're not going to flight.
It's bite or flight.
I thought that's where she was going to say. Well, yeah. That's where she was going.
That's the new version. Yeah. Bite, flight, or flight.
Turns out she didn't.
Well, she had to escape is what she's saying. She was already caught, so flight was not an option. So to put that back on the table, she had to first fight to get flight back. On the table.
Yeah. Bite.
Which was
like I couldn't go apparently. When the cop is holding me, so I had
it
to bite.
Right to fight when you bite in the flight.
You got to fight.
Right. For your right to fight.
But guess what? My felony was dropped. I sent an apology card. And I wrote because I was very upset and embarrassed what I did to them.
Oh, that's good.
That where did you bite the cop?
Oh, right on the hand. Of course. That's where you bite. Got to get away. But he will be going to the grave like five other dudes with my teeth marks in them.
Stone cold.
How could you bite someone?
That is, wow.
Is there a way of saying I love you?
Wow.
That's trouble.
Don't you get like, put down after like the seventh one?
She's a bad B-word.
She's a bad biting Bonnie.
Bad Bonnie.
She's a biting Bonnie.
Biting
bad
Bonnie.
Bad Bonnie. Bad Bonnie.
We have a prequel to our Why Are You at Court Today segment with Biting Bonnie.
Oh, okay.
This is, it's the recording starts, the prequel starts with her fighting with someone outside of
Already
court.
In
it's
action,
like the extended play.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She was
right,
fighting
right.
with like five people.
Five
people.
But not biting, right? No.
Not
right.
biting. Yeah.
Okay.
The smoke in front of the doorway, which is very dang rude.
Do we have permission to use this?
It wasn't indirect. I made it so y'all can hear it. I saw all right. Y'all smoking.
All right, we're doing an interview.
Interview now.
Listen.
You know you're in New Haven.
I got to take it. Because she'll do an interview, I'm going to take her side on this one. Actually, wait a minute. The time I got... They were dissing my cigarettes.
Yeah. Oh, and their menthol? Bleh.
Oh, my God. No one likes my cigarettes. What do I got to get? Newports?
No, Newports are menthol.
All right. What are you doing at court? Do we have permit? What's your name? Oh, I... All right. What are you doing at court today?
Because baby daddy, number two.
Okay.
Nice.
Did you catch that line? B word. You'll do an interview for a Marlboro.
Whoa.
That's right.
That's tough right there.
It's just fighting words.
Right. Is that tough?
I'm guessing.
In other words, it'll take me three Marlboros to do an interview.
You'll
do it for one.
I'll take a pack and I'll do mine. Myself's good.
Who are these people that she was fighting with?
They're all smoking. They won't smoke my spirits. Apparently, spirits is not cool to smoke. You got to get Newports. I'm going to buy Newports.
Newports, gotcha. It's got to be green.
Newports.
Yeah, the guys in the green and white
box. This is your deal when you're doing when you're asking people to
honestly, I have.
You ask, and then they say
I'll
no.
I'll give cigarettes
say,
to anyone who asks. I don't even tie it to the thing. It's just nice to give them out. But, like, I don't smoke, so I don't know what to get.
Right,
just
gotcha.
The cheap ones.
Right.
Newport.
You want to get like a pack of Marlboro Lights and a pack of Newports. We have one of each.
Yeah.
Well, it's like if you go do an interview on late night TV, they always give you the mug of coffee. You know?
Exactly.
So it's like the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I'm getting an airplane, they give you peanuts. Or
sit down.
We're just
getting comfortable here, having a conversation.
Exactly.
Does anyone even care about Marlboro Lights anymore? I don't think they do.
Marlboro Lights?
Uber Debbie loves them.
Now you get the Silvers. The Silvers are even lighter than the regular Marlboro Lights.
Mm.
Just how do you know?
I talk to people. I do.
Yeah.
I know people.
All right. I don't know. Newport seems like a winner.
Mm.
Yeah.
Menthol. Bleh.
That's rough.
What is menthol? I'm so stupid.
Menthol has like a cooling,
this.
Like a cooling, like when you suck in the air.
Yeah.
It's like it's kind of like a like cold.
Because they kept bringing up menthol, like I'm supposed to know what it means.
Yeah. Like
wow,
like,
that is the dumbest explanation of menthol cigarettes I've ever heard in my life. So congratulations on that.
No problem.
And I took it to heart.
It's like cold air. Cool.
Okay. When you eat a menthol a cough drop, yeah, like that cooling, soothing flavor. That's how menthol cigarettes. F you, Phil, shut up. Smoke one in front of me and then talk, okay?
Can we send AJ with Ian to the court to explain what Newport?
They don't need to know. They know. They want a menthol or they want cools.
Can you please ask that when you're at court?
Yeah.
Like, all right, would you like a Newport? And then when they say yes, say, can you explain the flavor of a Newport? What's the appeal of a Newport cigarette?
Yeah, we'll get the real definition.
Okay. I don't know if anyone would say smoke air. That's what AJ said.
Who's next, Ian?
Lord Sinister.
And where's Lord Sinister
Lord
from?
Sinister.
What would his address be?
Right. Sinister Land, of course.
Right.
Right.
Devil's
from outer
Court.
Space.
Devil's Court.
Evil Avenue. Yes. Right. Devil's Court. Nice.
And this is from New Haven?
New Haven Court.
New Haven
yeah.
Court. Okay, here we go.
Permission to use this?
Yes, you do.
All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
Well, my real name is Solomon Reed, but my name that I go by is Chosen One, Lord Sinister. I make music. I perform. I have my own company. I've been out for almost 4 months.
Oh, we'll get to that. All right, so Chosen One, Sinister.
Out for 4 months?
Right.
Out of jail?
Out of jail. Well, he was chosen to go to jail first. That's why he's the chosen one.
The chosen one.
You don't want to be the chosen one in the shower.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you doing in court today? That's what I want to know.
I'm just supporting my girlfriend due to someone else's disrespect and attitude and for her defending herself by just walking away. She's got in trouble by the law.
Okay, so you say you just got out of jail?
Yes.
What did you go to jail for?
I went to jail almost 2 years ago for the cops assaulting me, pistol whipping me, pepper spraying me, and abusing me in front of the church that I now am volunteering.
I'm all for anyone named Lord Sinister. You know,
exactly.
good for you.
Right.
If your name's Lord Sinister,
right.
Shouldn't we believe that before the beating and the tasering and the spraying and the mace and the arrest and all this
stuff, yeah.
Lord Sinister maybe did something to bring this on.
Right. What's Lord Sinister doing
Lord
in a church?
You're Lord Sinister.
Right.
Maybe at a church.
Maybe have a, right. another name like, you know, like really nice guy.
Right. Or just something like beautiful angel.
Exactly right.
Hi, I'm Happy Rainbow.
Right. Happy Rainbow.
Happy Rainbow.
We'd be like, why would the police tase a Happy Rainbow?
It's
the
freaking name.
Right. What about Captain Unicorn?
Right. Or Pretty Butterfly.
Lord Sinister. I don't know.
You're kind of asking for it. You're Lord Sinister.
Kind of thinking if you lived up to your name,
exactly.
Maybe
right.
you brought this.
I'm telling
up.
You, Happy Rainbow will work much better for you.
But what do we know? We weren't there.
This is true.
Well, he was the bad one. So there's his brother who's like the Count of Cheerful.
Right.
And he's Lord Sinister.
The right. Count of
Lord. Lord Sinister.
Right. Or Duke of Destruction. Remember him?
Star Wars character.
What do you think made them do that?
The cops usually start harassing me since 2011. It's been an ongoing battle between me and the cops.
All right, we'll go back to where it all started.
Here we go.
I found out information and symbolism and illumination.
Symbolism?
All right, that's okay.
It happens.
Well, yeah, it happens.
Wait,
AJ's the last one that should be talking about that.
Hey, for once, I get to talk about it.
Yeah, that's
too many
true.
Thank
isms.
You. Don't rob me of this moment.
Okay. That was a good one. I like that one.
Well, sister, yeah.
Symbolism and
I know it's hard to get.
How hard was he hit?
I feel bad for him because he's Lord Sinister. He's a Lord.
Yeah.
He made one goof up on a word.
Stop laughing, Lord Sinister.
Lord Sinister. Ah! Right. Again.
Ah, son of a bitch, really?
All right, we don't want to anger Lord Sinister.
No,
right,
we
right,
don't.
Right, of course not. Right.
Symbolism and the Illuminati and stuff that when you are awoken, you start to change mentally and physically. And because they didn't let me know that we are gamma babies, I started developing.
Wait, what? I don't know.
I
have no idea.
What is he talking about?
You know what? When I hear someone speaking like this, I'm like, imagine if they really do know something,
right?
And the rest of us are all stupid.
Yeah.
Like they're that person. Like,
right.
It's the other way around.
You think?
It's got a symbolism.
Symbolism.
Yes.
So I don't know if here, because from here on out, Ian, you do a great job getting the history of what actually happened, like the detailed recorded events. But I don't know if I appreciate that you didn't follow up on all this like Gamma Baby stuff, or if I'm upset that you didn't, because I want to know.
Well, I do want to know Gamma Baby.
Yeah.
I Googled it.
What is a Gamma Baby?
It's like the alphabet and Greek. I'm going to sound like AJ here with my definition, but Greece alphabet, the letter Y or something.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Hold on. How about if we have someone who's smart do it?
Who's that?
Phil.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Phil's no, the only one that qualifies.
Someone's smart.
Here.
Who's that?
Yeah. Have Dance Monkey do it.
Right. Yeah. Illuminati Gamma Babies.
Have Dance Monkey look up Lord Sinister.
Right.
Sounds like a weird scene from Wizard of Oz.
Or a bad porn name.
I just
Big
I
listener
kept thinking
of the show, by the way, too. He said.
Is he?
Yeah.
I just kept thinking of The Incredible Hulk when he said that. That's all I could think of.
Gamma Babies.
Right.
Right. It does sound like something. Or, you know,
it was gamma rays. That's how he became the Hulk.
Gamma. Yeah. He's a bad
Stop it
gamma.
With all the symbolism.
I'm sorry, but Lord Sinister, if you're listening, I'm not making fun of you.
No, so. We're not making fun. We're
this
laughing.
Is Chaz.
We're laughing with you.
No, I'm not going to make fun of Lord Sinister.
If he listens to this show, he knows what's all
he
about.
Knows how it goes.
Yeah, exactly, I'm not going to drive down the road and all of a sudden this black cloud. Well, damn it.
Were you driving a Chevy?
That's right. I made fun of Lord Sinister today.
Son of a, really?
If you walk around saying, hey, support the troops, here's an opportunity to apply that to real life.
Listen up.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. AJ Bordas, Connecticut State Leader of Mission 22 on the phone, and I'm going to be at this event. This is a cool event.
Oh, really?
And it's happening at a really cool place.
Okay.
AJ, you want to take it from here? What is Mission 22?
Hey, guys. First off, really appreciate your time. Big fan of your show.
Thank you.
Mission 22 is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the battle against veteran suicide. One of the big things in this nation is that we're losing over 20 veterans every single day to suicide. These individuals find themselves in a dark place. They fought for our freedoms, came back, and they just can't see the light of day anymore. And they go through life, they deal with their troubles, and they just don't focus on the challenges that they're facing. They try to go back to their old normal, and it just doesn't exist anymore for them. What Mission 22 does is provide services for veterans free of charge, absolutely free. They don't have to pay a nickel, so you don't have to worry about feeding your kids or you're taking care of your mortgage. It's all about making sure the veterans get the services they need and not worry about the financial impact.
A big part of it must be getting someone like that to say they need help,
yeah,
right? Because they're right. The helpers.
Right, yeah.
They don't like being the helpies.
Exactly.
You're spot on, Chaz. Absolutely. Where our soldiers, our men and women are taught to advance, fight, never surrender. And while that's an awesome mindset, and it's a mindset that's needed for a time of war, when you're home and you're the one that needs help, you've got to be able to take that and put that on the back shelf and come forward and say, listen, I don't want to die. You know, I've got more to live for, and I need help to figure out how to get there.
This event that's happening, it's 22 for 22 Masquerade Gala and Silent Auction to benefit you guys, Mission 22, mm-hmm. on March 20th at Aria Wedding and Banquet Facility in Prospect. AJ, you've been there
that's
several times.
That's a nice
it's
place.
It's a beautiful
yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's yeah, absolutely
yeah,
gorgeous.
Yeah. It's gorgeous, yeah.
And the food is amazing.
Perfect place for a
this
gala.
This is a black tie event.
Nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
So that's tuxedo.
Yeah, no
right?
flip flops, AJ.
A black suit with what a black
tip,
tie.
What if my flip flops are back? Black and I have a little.
No black flip flops.
Are you sure about that? What if I painted my toenails like little tuxedos? Sorry.
The yeah, event no. is 6:30. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Cocktail hour and then dinner, dancing until midnight.
Nice.
Tickets are $100 per person. For civilians, $80 per person. For veterans, and every penny of this goes to help veterans.
Awesome.
Who
all proceeds from the event will go to help veterans. We've got sponsors that have come forward. If anyone else is interested in sponsoring, we're always open. Three levels of that. So that way we can help. There is cost, obviously, to put on an event such as this, but Aria is doing a phenomenal job on giving us the absolute best price they can. We've got companies like Engage Connecticut that are doing the decorations. They're a wedding planner that are doing all the decorations for free. We've got a photographer, Humphreys Photography, that's doing all the photography for us for free. A lot of people are coming out to support our veterans this evening.
I love it. I'll link everything up at WPLR.com so you could, if you're listening and you want to go, this will be a great event.
Oh, that's awesome.
How often do you get to get a meal like this?
Exactly.
But then also dress up.
Right. It's all for good cause. Right?
And it all, and you know where all the money is.
It's a win-win-win.
So. Yeah. It's a win-win-win-win-win-win.
Plus
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We appreciate that so much, guys.
Yeah. And then I think I'll be introducing some things there. Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're going to be our celebrity MC.
Now, I'll be your MC. How's that?
I'd be parking cars.
You'll be.
AJ gets a red jacket.
And then folks are wearing masks.
So how do you get a mask on?
Well, yeah, no,
so there's going to be.
Just the eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how
sexy
you
mask.
Right.
Oh, that would. You know what? Oh, damn it. I wish you were coming to this thing.
Like, I'm AJ. Iron Man.
That's fine. Not what we meant. Iron Man in a tuxedo. Right. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. I guess not, though.
No.
No, we'll have masks. If people can't get masks, we'll also have some masks available for a $5 donation to Mission 22.
See, that's cool. Excellent. See?
Oh,
see?
I think I'll do that, though.
Come on, masked.
Perfect.
So, we can get a clown mask for you, AJ, if you show up.
Yeah, last time I did, I walked into a bank, got arrested.
Well, this is a great cause. We're very proud to be part of it. We urge everyone to go. We're just going to have a great time.
Go
at this.
For it.
It's $100 a person, but you're not going to spend about $100.
Exactly.
For the meal that you get and the night that you get. And
then
for
what
you know
it's going
where it's
for.
Going.
Yes.
Exactly. We'll link up at WPLR.com. AJ, thank you for coming on the show, and thanks for what you do.
Great name, by the way.
Appreciate your time, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bro.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.